I can't see you, but I'm looking for you. You are the overcomer. You are the world changer. You are the one that God has empowered with a special gift or a special talent, with a special purpose. You are driven. You are called. Of you, it is said, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor can the mind imagine the things that I have for you. He has not called you for small things. He has called you for big things because you are the one with the dream. You are the one with the vision. You are enough. And the enemy, he prowls around like a roaring lion looking whom he may destroy. He is lying to you. He's telling you you're not good enough. You are not strong enough. You are not smart enough. You are not fast enough. You are too young. You are too old. You are too rich. You are too poor. Your dream doesn't matter. He is lying to you because he is the father of lies. God has a purpose for you. What is your purpose? It has to start with your why. Why do you want to get there? It can't be about money. Money is not the goal. Money may be a tool that you use to reach the goal. But set your eyes on the goal, and the money will come. Because if God has put it in your heart, he will empower it. Ultimately, this is between you and God and nobody else. But you can't do big things with small dreams. If you will aim at nothing, you will shoot nothing. If you aim far, you will do more than you can think or imagine. So let's start by finding your talent and marrying it with your passion, and then you'll find your purpose. Your talent is what you're good at. Maybe it's academics, maybe it's literature, maybe it's publishing, maybe it's writing, maybe it's storytelling. Maybe it's lawn care, maybe it's fashion design, maybe it's hair, maybe it's working out, maybe it's strategy. It's interesting when I listen to Kobe Bryant talk and he talks about strategy. He loved the game, he had a passion for the game. But what he had that nobody else had was strategy and determination. So he married his passion with his talent to meet his goal. So your talent is what you're good at. You'll always come back to it. It's the thing that people ask you to do. It's what you do without even, I mean, you're gonna have to practice your talent. Don't get me wrong. Talent requires honing and refining just like any other tool, but it's what you're always gonna come back to. It's what you've always been good at and what you always will be good at as long as you hone your skill. Remember, if you don't use it, you lose it. You've got to hone that talent, sharpen it, just like sharpening an axe. And then the passion. The passion is what you dream about at night. What you always want to do, what gets you up in the morning, what you think about before you go to sleep, maybe what you cry about at night, whether it's to feed the homeless or to rescue abused children, to fight human trafficking, these are big goals. Maybe it's to see the beauty of the world and the quality of the people that God has put in it. Maybe it's the glory and the majesty of the mountains. Maybe it's to conquer and overcome. Honestly, some people's talent is just perseverance. Whatever that is, whatever your talent, find a way to marry your talent and your passion. And then look to your goal, and that'll be your purpose. And you have to do it. You have to set your eyes on the target. You have to move one foot in front of the other, eyes on the horizon, not to the right or to the left, but always moving forward. Because failure to use your talent is failure to protect, to bless, to encourage, to strengthen. You don't use your talent. All the people that would have been blessed by your gifts lose out. Because your talents aren't about you. They're about all the people that you're going to bless. You have to move forward, not just for you, but for everybody else. You've got to dig deep. You've got to fight hard. There are going to be obstacles in your way. Maybe it's going to hurt. That pain is your body reminding you that you are alive, and that you still have more to give, and you will overcome it. And that's how you're gonna win. There is no victory without pain. There is no success without failure. You have to fail and fail and fail and fail until you've learned all the lessons that are gonna get you where you're gonna go. And that's okay, because once you reach that success, you're gonna bless more than you ever thought possible. You're gonna help more people than you ever imagined or dreamed. Whether it's financially by starting a company, spiritually because of the wisdom that you gain, It doesn't matter. What matters is that's the seed that God's put in you. And you have a duty and an obligation. You have a purpose to accomplish. So find your goal, figure out your talent, water it with passion, because you are the one that can overcome.